Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Gina Perrone. She is a senior tax manager at Sachs LLP, a tax accounting and advisory firm. Gina, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me. Now it's I guess it's not quite tax season yet, or what most people would consider tax season, but it's never too early to start to talk about taxes. But I wanted to focus on one provision in particular, the employee retention credit. There have been some developments surrounding the ERC, and I wanted to go over what businesses should know now and what they should be doing now. First, if you could remind us, if you would, what the ERC is. It's a pandemic era provision. What was it designed to do, and how did it work?
The ERC stands for the employee retention credit, and it's basically employers are entitled to get wages back that they paid to employees that they kept employed during COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
The credit is for 2020 through 2021. And it's similar to the PPP. So, now you can get the ERC and the PPP forgiveness. You still qualify for that.
Okay.
Okay.
And in your experience, I mean, did it work? Did it do what it was supposed to do? And did businesses take advantage of its provisions?
Absolutely. It was a lifeline for some of our clients at Sachs.
Okay.
By far, I would say that the only downside of that, it took a while to get the money in your hand to operate your business.
Okay. All right. Now, the IRS has had some problems with it. In fact, they've been warning businesses about scams surrounding the ERC for almost a year now. I think it goes back to at least October of last year. I think I read when the IRS started warning about mm-hmm. some of these scams. What was that all about? What is the agency worried about?
Fraud claims, fraudulent claims. They're called ERC mills. Mm-hmm. The problem is that it's so easy to claim the credit. You basically just file an amended 941 form, which is the quarterly payroll tax return. Just put a few numbers on the form, file it, and the IRS would issue a check. You weren't required to submit any documentation like you were for the PPP, for example.
Okay.
So it's very easy to get the refund check. So people took advantage of that.
Right. And I think a lot of us have heard the ads for some of these, I mean, as you and the IRS have called them, ERC mills. And I actually have often wondered how if they were legit. Apparently, some of them are not.
Correct. Some of them are not.
They're just filing these things to and I guess they get a cut of whatever it is the business gets. Yes. Is that
correct.
The way it
works? Usually you can identify an ERC mill because they charge a hefty fee up front.
Okay.
So 20-30% up front. And then when you get, and based on the ERC that you get, and say you ever get audited and you go back to the ERC mill, they're not in existence anymore.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's sort of a scam that's as old as the hills, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So what the IRS did, as I understand it, is they imposed a moratorium on processing the claims. Is that right? And that just happened fairly recently within the past couple of weeks. Am I right about that?
That is correct.
Okay, so, and they're using that time to do what exactly?
So surprisingly, the IRS actually came out and said that they estimate 95% of the claims they currently have in their hands to process are fraudulent.
95%, okay.
95%, that's okay. Huge. So they said, all right, time out, no more new claims. We're not going to process any new claims until January 2024. But right now, all the claims that we have in our hands, we're going to spend time auditing them.
Okay. So they're looking more closely at the claims that have already
absolutely.
Been filed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if a business filed a claim before the moratorium went into effect, that's still there at the agency. It's just they just haven't processed it yet. What are businesses what are they looking for now? Is it just a question of waiting until the IRS works through these 95% of the fraudulent claims?
Right. It's going to take longer to get your refund. Correct.
Okay. All right. So what should, is there anything businesses can or should be doing now? First of all, if you've already filed the paperwork, you just have to wait. Yes. I mean, there's really nothing else to do at this point.
Correct. Wait, the IRS came out with a new checklist to help businesses because it was very confusing. They kept coming out with new rules one after the other. Very confusing to see, okay, do I actually qualify? So the IRS finally came out with a checklist to help businesses determine if they qualify. So the IRS recommends, hey, if we have a claim and you're waiting for us to process it, go through our checklist, just double check that you do qualify. If you find out you do not, we're going to release procedures where you can retract your claim.
Okay.
If you feel like you do not qualify.
All right. Now, that's kind of interesting. Is there possibly any repercussions if you file the claim thinking you qualified but did not? I mean, will they come after you?
I would say no.
Okay.
But what happens if, what if I already received my refund check and I go through the checklist or I determine that I actually do not deserve it, I don't qualify, the IRS is coming up with a procedure in place for the employer or the taxpayer can actually return the refund.
Oh, okay. All right. So even if you filed it, you should really be double checking to make sure that you
especially
qualify.
If you did not use your CPA.
Okay. All right. And if you haven't filed, but you think you might qualify, can you just give us a little a sense? I mean, you said the IRS has come out with some new guidance. What should businesses know about what the eligibility requirements are now if they think they might qualify for one as when the processing starts up again?
Okay. What's important to know is that the eligibility requirements have not changed. What's changing is the process. So the IRS says, okay, well, based on what we find with the fraudulent returns we're going to review now, we might come out with a different process to actually claim the credit, but the requirements have not changed.
Okay.
Eligibility requirements have not changed. The IRS recommends, hey, if you know you qualify and you're about to submit your claim, hold off until January, again, because the process may change.
Okay. So what, just again, what are the sort of, are there like the main qualifications? What are the main requirements that a business needs to meet? If somebody's watching this and thinking, okay, I actually may qualify for this, I'll talk to my CPA. But in the meantime, what do they need to know about what the requirements are?
There are two ways to qualify. There's a gross receipts test, and then there's a partial or full shutdown test. The gross receipts test is the best way to qualify because at a minimum, if you qualify for one quarter, you automatically qualify for a second. And then you qualify for the entire quarter. So you're looking for a reduction of gross receipts from a quarter in 2020 or 21, you compare it to 2019. For the ERC, you always compare back to 2019. And then if you meet that test, then you qualify for two quarters of the ERC. This partial shutdown, you can qualify based on that. So for example, a restaurant, if they were not, they could not do any indoor dining, only outdoor dining, that's a partial shutdown. There's some nuances and other requirements, but that's basically it in a nutshell.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds easy enough. Is there anything else business owners or executives should know about the ERC as it stands right now? Is it simply just a matter of seeing if you qualify and then filing, or is there something else they should be doing? I mean, I'm guessing that the process might require a little more work on the part of businesses.
I'm thinking they might require you to submit something else, or maybe check a box on the 940 on the amended return saying how you qualify, whether it's gross receipt, kind of hold you to that. My advice is to make sure you have your backup ready to go, substantiate your claim in the IRS notices that they release. They tell you exactly what they're going to look for. We're seeing more and more IRS audits coming in now for ERC claims.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, again, so we started this discussion by saying it was never too early to start talking about taxes. So there you are. You've been generous with your time. I appreciate it. Before I let you go, is there any other sort of general piece of advice you would give right now, as we're speaking at the end, near the end of September? As I mentioned, the moratorium for the ERC, processing the ERC is supposed to expire at the end of December. Is there anything else businesses should know on the ERC or anything else? What should they be doing right now?
Well, just it's important to know, and many people forget that with the ERC, if you claim the ERC, say for 2021 or 2022, 2021 or 2020 wages, you're supposed to amend your return, your income tax return, to reduce the wage expenses. That's one of the things that the IRS is looking at when they audit ERC claims.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Gina Perrone, Senior Tax Manager at Sachs LLP, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. I think this is, I think a lot of business owners are going to be interested to hear all of this and possibly get their claims in if they've got one.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thanks again. And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.
Bye.